Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
I'm a carrier of God.
I'm a carrier of God.
God, I move with God, patrol with God, interview with God, exams with God, proposals with God. Everywhere I go, hallelujah! Sit up in heavenly places. I do a sharp dose. Then we continue with our stand-up worship. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Joy and excitement must not cease in the house of God. It must not cease. It is part of the protocol of our worship. Joy and celebration. So that when a person comes to church and you had issues with depression, all of a sudden it disappears. Are you getting what I'm saying tonight? Yes. Yes. You were worried about something, but you came to church and all of a sudden God gave you peace of mind. Your peace is restored in the name of Jesus. Your joy is full in the name of Jesus. What was a subject of concern when you get back home, it is settled already. In the name of Jesus. Okay, sharp one, let's get back to business. I'm going to be wrapping up the seven essentials tonight. Yes. Because if you were careful to note, I also started something I've not finished. I talked about generational deliverers. So I've not finished that. So the next 2 days, the times I have, I'm going to be talking about that. I'm going to show you who generational deliverers are, their challenges, and how to equip yourself to be a generational deliverer. Are we here together? Very good. So we started talking about seven essentials, things that are very essential if you want to have a glorious destiny. If you want to have a life that is beautiful, a life that is glorious, a life that is upward movement. A little bit of the echo down, please. A life that is upward movement and not downwards. Are we here together? And I said number one key is what? Value. Number two is what? Vision. Number three is what?
Knowledge.
What?
Knowledge.
Number four is what? Association. And I told you the power of association. And I told you to get every Jonadab out of your life. Did I say that?
Yes.
Get every Jonadab out of your life. The one who's tricky. The one who gives you strange ideas. Suggests terrible things that he knows will eventually end your life. Are we here together? You must get those kind of people out of your life. So who are the kind of people that must come into my life? Number one, you must look out for people that we call plugs. Somebody say plugs. Plugs. You need to look out for people who are plugs. Plugs are those who connect you to somebody else. They are needed in your life because without plugs, you will not be able to achieve a whole lot of things in your life. The cupbearer, the butler, and the baker were in the prison, but Joseph's plug to the palace was the man that was right there. You will need to look out for plugs. Joseph was aware that man was a plug in his life. Joseph was aware that guy was a plug. So he said, please, when you go back, remember me. Whenever you relate with plugs, always remind them that you know that they have an assignment in your life. It is a sign of honor to the person when you're saying, I believe that there is something that we still have to do together. I believe that there's a place that I'm going to, and you are like the link bridge that would take me to that place. You just say things like that. A friend of mine has been coming here to preach, you know, Pastor Ebenezer Julius, who's coming to preach, and he knew a particular man that was a plug in his life. Sometimes you have tried several people for the same thing, and they are turning you down. But when you meet a plug, the plug will go every length to ensure that your dream will be what? Fulfilled. After 2 full years, this guy remembered that Joseph had asked a favor that he would remember him. Now, that guy could not do much for Joseph, but he could connect Joseph to the place of his destiny. Plugs may not be able to do much for you, but they have the ability to connect you to the place of your destiny. Is somebody listening to what I'm saying tonight? Yes. Is there anybody remaining in the house that I will show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And Ziba said, I know one person. I know one person. He said, who is the person? He said, his name is Mephibosheth. Ziba was the plug to Mephibosheth's destiny. So he had to connect Mephibosheth back to his inheritance. Every person who is supposed to be a plug in your life, every person who is supposed to be a connector in your life, I prophesy by the hand of God, wherever they are showing up in the name of Jesus. I said they are showing up in the name of Jesus. The little slave girl in the house of Naaman was the plug that he needed. Naaman had suffered that affliction for several years of his life. That was the only thing that brought inferiority complex to Naaman. Every time Naaman would go out of battle and comes back, he sees himself as a leper and he was worried. But somehow, the little girl was right in his house. And he said, Ma, can you please talk to my boss that there is a prophet in Israel by the name Elijah? If she will do what the man of God will say. Now, the girl might not have much to offer, but she has connection to offer. Beware of those kind of people. Treat them well. The reason is because they have the ability to bring you to greatness. They have the ability to bring you to certain places. You must beware of who? Plugs. Somebody say plugs. Number two, you must beware in your life, aware of the people we call the people of influence. Somebody say influence. Now, people of influence, they have already arrived at a particular point. What they provide for you is platform. People of influence will provide platform for your business. They'll provide platform for you to talk about what you do. They'll provide platform for you. They can connect you to somebody also. They can serve as connection, but their own connection is that it will bring you to the place of recognition. Why? Because they are the people themselves. They can give you their own platform. Plugs connect you to somebody, but influential people give you their own access. Don't worry. Meet me tomorrow morning by 9. And sometimes there are people in government, people who have gone high in certain dimensions in business. These are guys that can connect you. The Bible talks about Joseph of Arimathea. He played a part in the life of Jesus. He's been around. So many things were happening in the life of Jesus. But he had a secret man called Joseph of Arimathea. He was a counselor. He was around town. He was an influential man. In the book of Luke chapter 8, I want you to see how Jesus worked in his life. See how Jesus worked. In Luke chapter 8 from verse 1, see what the Bible says there. I'm going to show you there are two people here, two classes of people here in the relationships that Jesus had. And it came to pass after what that he went through every city and village preaching and bringing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And 12 were with him. I'll tell you the role of the 12. Please remind me to tell you the role of the 12. Ask me, Pastor, what's the role of this 12 in the life of Jesus? I'll show you because you will need all these connectors in your life. Are we here together? Am I communicating? Yes, oh my God. I'm excited because we're learning things that will push our lives. Are we good? Yes, and certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom he came out 7 demons. Go ahead. And Joanna, the wife of Chuza, an influential man. Herod's steward. So that one will be a plug anytime Jesus needed to do anything with Herod. Are we here together? And Susanna and many others who provided for him from their substance. You will ask me who those ones are. I'll tell you too. So Jesus had somebody in government, the wife of an influential person, so that if somebody's trying to do something around, somehow that one will say, calm down, I attended that man's meeting, I know him. It might take time, but you must start building quality relationships that will push you there. It might just be the person seated by your side that will be the plug that will connect you to the platform and influence. So you must be careful the way you treat people. Are we here together? If you want a glorious life, you must be very careful the way you treat people. You must be conscious of their presence. Wisdom is the ability to discern difference. Wisdom, write it down. Wisdom is the ability to discern difference. Difference in time. Difference in when to talk and not to talk. Difference in people, the ones to honor and the ones to walk away from. Difference in opportunities. An opportunity that will work for you and something that will not work for you. It takes wisdom to discern. So when these people come into your life, you must be discerning to know that this person is going to play this kind of role in my life. I sense it. Then you start entering a season of prayer so that the person will not rest until they have played their part in your life. Am I communicating here? Yes. So you need influential people. Jesus had those kind of people in his life. Sometimes they are military people, high-ranking officers. something is going wrong. And somebody picks the phone and they say, hello? Yeah. Please, I want you to consider that man. He is so, so, so to me. And they're like, ah, if you had not called. Oh, ah, this man would have said, excuse me. Sorry, sir. Okay, sir. Have you been there before where you were arrested on the road or something and you just had somebody to call? Oh, you need to call the right person at the right time. If you don't want to suffer, you need to call the right person just at the right time. And you just call that person, and as soon as the person says, give the phone, let me talk to them. I say, hello, oh, Frank, how are you? Fine. My name is so, so, so. Sometimes they have to add their title because that's their title of influence. And as soon as they mention, I say, oh, good morning, sir. Good afternoon, sir. Well done, sir. Yeah. Some of them will be confused. Good day, sir. Good night, sir. Good morning. Say, calm down. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. The person that you just arrested now is one of my brother's son. Just one thing. And say, ah, sorry, sir. We didn't arrest him, actually. We're just asking him questions. Why? Because you need them in your life. You need them. Connections that will make sense for you. Influential people. And one of the ways you are going to connect with influential people is this. If you find an opportunity in your life to use your gifts and talents around them, and you do them one good for any reason, they write you permanently on their books. And that's why you must not say because you need something from an influential person, you will not have anything to offer. You can offer your skill. You can offer your time. You can offer your talent, your ability. There is something that you can offer. It's not everything that you give out that you collect money from. You can even collect money from everybody and collect from your brothers and sisters and your fathers. But you meet one person and he says, should I pay? He says, no, 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 sir. Why should you pay, sir? May you not pay in this life. May you not be heard that you bought this thing. It's my gift to you. Now, it might be small, but that person holds it. Because somehow you know. I'm going to show you game changers on Sunday. The game changers of unlocking favor. Yes. So that our lives will not be hard. Can I pray for somebody here? Your life will not be hard in the name of Jesus. Yes. You need people we call sponsors. Sponsors. Now, you must not have an entitlement mentality, but from time to time, God brings people into your life who have the ability to sponsor what you're doing. Now, you must understand the difference between a mentor and a sponsor. Sometimes a mentor might not have financial substance to give to you, but he has knowledge to offer. A mentor might have some exposure to give to you also. Him or she might not give you money. They might not give you money. Be careful so you are able to appreciate the difference in people. I'm not talking about mentors here. I just mentioned in the passing. So, sponsors. Can you see what happened to Jesus Christ? Luke chapter 8, where we read. And the many others. Go there, go there, go there, go there, go there. Jesus was the smartest man in the universe. He says, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who did what? Provided for him from their... I don't know why you have friends that are always subtracting for you. They don't add. Check another translation and see what it says there. Check another translation and see what it says there. Oh, somebody needs to hear this. Other translations. These women were helping to support them out of their own means. They were sponsoring, as it were. They were the partners. How did Jesus Christ fund his ministry? He had partners. And how did he get these partners? He had something that he had offered them. Mary Magdalene that he cast demon out of. As soon as Jesus cast the demon out of Mary Magdalene, she probably went to tell this other woman and told this other woman. And he had what it took to solve their problems. They became sponsors in his life. Oh, you didn't get that. You need sponsors. Sometimes sponsors, you did something. Sometimes you didn't do anything. God just brought this person and put by the side. But be wise not to idolize sponsors, but honor them. Because it's God using them. Don't idolize anybody, but do what? Honor them. In fact, one of the currencies that will help you, the most fundamental currency in dealing with human beings on the face of the earth, is honor. It's honor. If you know how to honor people at different levels, I imagine that young girl, it's possible that Naaman had never hurt that girl before, or the wife had never treated the girl anyhow. So they must have honored the little slave girl, and the little slave girl saw the reason to also honor them. Honor can be reciprocal, just like respect. Are we here together? Yes. You must learn. And one of the things you must know about influential people and about mentors is that they are a little bit honor conscious. You must be very careful. Don't joke around greatness. Be wise when you come in front of greatness. Some people have shut the door against their lives because they came in front of greatness and they talked anyhow. They acted anyhow. They started behaving anyhow. No, you must learn to give space to certain people. You must learn to know when to call and not to call. You call two times, somebody doesn't pick the call. Stop disturbing that line. Or else you become a pest. And the next time you're calling, don't worry. Don't worry. Nobody answers you again. But by the time you call twice and no picking, you send a message. I perceive that you're very busy, sir, because I know you have somebody that's this busy. May God continue to help strengthen you, sir. And you know, just something beautiful. And the person sees it and like, oh, I consider that you are busy. That's of course, you know how it rings in the person's mind. That means I'm not an idle person. You see me as somebody who has something serious doing with my life. That I did not pick your call, you did not talk to me anyhow, you still honored me. Like somebody who went for a jump interview, and as you're coming up jump interview, say, thank you for giving me the opportunity. Wow. If they wanted to cancel your name before, they might just say, no, quit. This thank you is going to open doors for you. That's honor. Are we here together? Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? So number one, I said you need what? Plugs. Number two, you need what? Influential people. Number two, you need three what? Sponsors. Number four, mentors. Mentors and teachers. Mentors and teachers. They're the kind of relationships you must have in your life. Mentors can come through books. You must have one mentor that is somebody you can relate with personally. You know, for us as pastors, we do a lot of mentoring. Almost everybody in church, oh, pastor, mentor me. Pastor, mentor me. So just agree if you understand that my pastor is actually my mentor because he teaches me the word of God, a spiritual mentor. Are we here together? Yes. And sometimes he might have diverse operations, so he can also mentor you life coaching because he has the ability to bring out the gifts and the potentials. Not every pastor does that. Do you understand what I'm saying now? So that's another thing you need to do. Difference in people. Discern. When you discern that this person doesn't just only preach, this person has a vast understanding of life and its approach, you might be able to say, this is a good place to pitch my tent. Am I communicating? Somebody didn't hear what I just said. Am I communicating? The next set of people you need in your life. How many have I mentioned now? Four of them. The next set of people you will need in your life, they are skilled people. Somebody say skilled people. Oh, you need skilled people in your life. Ah, God loves skilled people in this church. We don't pay for designs because we have skilled people. Yeah. Skilled people fix the lights. Skilled people fix the stage. You need skilled people. This stage would have looked like a shrine. This place would look like a shrine if I didn't have skilled people. Are we here together? Yes. We have skilled people everywhere that are working, ensuring that things are working. And when you have skilled people around your life, everything becomes easy. Sometimes the skill can be professional skill. It can be a different kind of skill. For instance, you might need a lawyer in your life. Skilled people. Oh, you need a pastor in your life and you need a lawyer in your life. I'm two already. Glory to God. So you really need people in your life. And you need to value those relationships. When you get those kind of people, value their relationships. Check out for their anniversaries, their birthday. Check for things around them. And be somebody who is hanging around people and they also don't want to do away with you. Now, the skilled people around my life, somehow I need them. They need me because I teach things. But I need them also. And I know that I need them. I know that I need them because if you do not understand the place of skilled people in your life, you'll be in trouble. If somebody starts doing something and I realize that I cannot do this thing this person is doing, I might be able to correct some things, but I do not have the professional knowledge of that thing. The people who are skilled and know how to do it will get it done. We have a lot of them in church. Yes. Joseph leads our creative team of skilled people. Yes. Photographers. People who snap pictures, videographers, organize lights, everything. We have skilled people in church. Are we here together? Yes. You need them in your life too. You need them. Just imagine you have a friend who is a graphic artist and they have to pay 10,000 every time they need one, but you just pay 1,500. And you still be formula, 1,500. They say, look at you. I'm just helping your destiny. Hey, may God give you skilled people in the name of Jesus. Yes. You need the people we call partners in progress. Partners. These people, the 12, were the partners in progress of Jesus. They are your friends who are close. They are the people who will stay with you through thick and thin. When everybody leaves, they are there. My wife is a partner in progress. Yes. Yes. Everybody, they will be there with you. They suggest things to you. They help you see the things you may not be seeing. They are aware of your blind spots and they know how to give you reasonable, sensible feedbacks so that you can adjust. The disciples of Jesus were like that. That's why Peter was able to talk to Jesus and start saying things like, oh, you will not die. He must have had times where he talks to Jesus. Are we here together? They are partners in progress. Who are those in your life? You must check it if you want to have a life of glory. Yes. And if you marry a partner in progress, it will be very difficult for you to successfully fail. Difficult. Very difficult. Very difficult. Some of you, your parents have been partner in progress, your siblings. Some of you, you found a family like this and you already have partners in progress walking around you, ensuring that you will not fail. Can I prophesy to somebody, every partner in progress that needs to show up in your life, I declare they are showing up in the name of Jesus. Yes, they are called standbys. They stay there. They walk with you. They assist you. They support you. You know, wherever you need them, they are just there to help you. Every single person I shared with you, how many now? So you should go and start looking for all these kind of people in your life. Have I done well with that? The next thing you will need for a glorious life, you will need what we'll call a mind shift, a mental revolution. We are products of the things and the way we think. The Bible says, as he thinketh in his heart, so is. As he thinketh in his heart, so is. So you must be careful if you want to have a glorious life. Mindsets are thoughts. They are beliefs that shape our attitude. They are things that we believe that make us act the way we do. Mindsets. Every time you see a person acting in a particular manner, there's a mindset that is sponsoring it. He or she has believed something. There is a mindset that will make you forgive or want to retaliate or act or fight back. There is a mindset of love. There is a mindset that can make you do dangerous things and want to fight everybody that comes your way. There is an entitlement mindset. There are different mindsets. Time will not permit me to mention all of them, but I'm going to share a few. But let me tell you how mindsets are formed. Number one, through teachings. What were you taught? Who taught you? You have to be careful who's teaching you. You have to be careful who's investing in you. You have to be careful who you listen to. Because whoever you listen to will determine the direction of your life. Have to be careful. Number two, culture can shape our mindset. Culture can shape the mindset of people and they behave the way they... You just see a particular guy behaving in a certain manner. He say, that's how we behave from our place. From our place. Where's your place? Where is your place? Where is your place? Zion is our place. So you don't say, any place you come from that they do things that is against the word of God, displace that place. And place yourself where? In Zion. The word of God. The Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So God knows that one of the things that will help you in life is the renewing of your word, mind. Mindsets are very powerful. Mindsets can shape a person's destiny. Yes, a child who believes that he or her parents, they are indebted to him, you know, can hate the parents and say, it's because of them that I'm suffering in life. It's because of them. That's a wrong mindset. You don't have to go out blaming people. You must wake up and decide the kind of life you want to live. A writer once said something. He said, there is no such thing as circumstance in this life. Those who make it are those who rise up and look for the circumstance that they want. And if they cannot find the circumstance they want, they create one. You create your own environment. You create yourself. You don't have to go around blaming people and say, this person caused my downfall. One person, they're not born any one person well to cause my downfall. I have that mindset. No one person in this life can cause my downfall. One with God is majority. The mindset that if one person decides not to help me, God will raise another helper. It doesn't mean I will treat the person anyhow. I hope you understand that too. But if the person decides to walk away, I bless you, you walk away. And 10 people will come again. Sometimes when one person leaves your life, there are seeds that will bring about 10 more. Don't be scared. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So you must have that mindset that not one person is going to be the downfall of your life. Don't have that mindset that it was this person that scattered my life. See, this person entered my life and my life has scattered. If you are alive, your life has not scattered. As long as there is life, there is what? Hope. So you must be able to adjust those kind of mindsets. Failures of the past can affect your mindset. If you have failed before, somebody jilted you, they betrayed you before. So you now have a mindset of suspicion. There are many women like that. They've been betrayed by... That's why we say be careful before you start a relationship. If you have entered like 30 relationships before you marry, trust will be difficult for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Only you. You have dated like 10 people before you're married. Even the woman at the well, only 5. Jesus. Cry. I can fear people. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Be careful. Be careful. You have to be careful. And why you have to be careful is because there's a way when people walk out of your life, if you are not careful and filled with love, it will shape your mindset. You start looking and say, people are like this. People are like this. That's how they behave. Before you know it, you create a wall and a defense mechanism. Nobody can assess you anymore. And if nobody can assess you, even your destiny helpers cannot assess you. Mindsets. In my book, powerful book, What Every Man Wants in a Woman, I talked about a principle. Go and buy the book. Glory to God. Yes, where you get there. I already talk about the principle of wholeness. Many men or women are not whole, so they get into the relationship and they are not whole. They are not complete. They are still battling with the experiences of people from their past, and they use that to judge their new spouses. So it affects everything. Then in that book, I wrote how to break away from that so that you can be a whole person again. Are we here together? Yes, so you can go look it up. It will help you. So from experience that people have had, level of their exposure, the level of exposure of a person can shape their mindset. Somebody can stand here now because the person had never entered an elevator before. He says, it's not possible for anything to go up and carry people up. Never. And you know, some of us are very funny. You are arguing with people who have not been anywhere. How many of you have seen yourself arguing with somebody who is a stack, dololo? Oh my God. Have you ever had a kind of argument with your dad and your mom that does not know how to use a phone? And like, what? You say, mommy, we can do that. He said, no, it's not possible. How can that? The problem is the level of exposure. Are you getting what I'm saying here right now? Because they are not exposed to those gadgets. They are not exposed to those kind of things. So when you are talking, they don't. Can I tell you the truth? May God help you to stay away from friends who are not exposed to the level of greatness of your life. You know what? If they don't know where you're going to, every time you see something big, you say, it cannot happen. I cannot help. But when you see something big and you have partners in progress, they're saying, wow, I can see. What am I supposed to do? How do I partner with you? How do I help you? Can I prophesy to somebody? God is bringing that your way in the name of Jesus. You need partners in progress. You need that mindset, you know, so that you are not allowing people who are at a low level affect your life. That the quality of your association can also affect people's mindset, the level where they are. This is the kind of person that you are associated with. You are not far from those kind of people. The day you move out of that cycle and get into the cycle of people who are exposed, light begins to come to you. Are we here together now? Yes. And that's why all of us need exposure at different times. You're working with an artisan who has never gone out to do any serious big job. And every time you're saying, this is not straight. It's like, okay, it's straight now. It's okay. Leave it like that. I know my work. Why are you telling me what to do? Have you met those kind of people before? They can never get more than 50,000 naira job. If they get beyond that, it's by luck. I know my job. Why are you telling me my job? Calm down. There are many things you don't know. You might be the one doing this job, but I just traveled from somewhere and I came back and I saw something. Now, despite the fact that it is your skill, I am about to educate you to greatness. But because of the limitation of your mind, you are shutting down. 3 things people do with knowledge when they cannot understand it. Number 1, they throw it away. Number 2, they ignore it. Number 3, they might embrace it. When people get knowledge that they do not know, they don't embrace it. That's different. They throw it away. Like, it's rubbish. That cannot be. Or they ignore it. Let's do another thing that we know in the comfort zone. Why? Because they don't know what that thing is. Or they just tell themselves, it is never possible for that thing to be. That's what people do. But if you want to meet the right kind of people, there's what we call the fixed mind and the growth mindset. Are we here together? So you must have a growth mindset. You must be able to allow yourself grow. You must be able to explore. When somebody says something that you're not sure you have researched, what should you do? Oh, wow, seriously? Oh, I'll check it out. I'll check it out too. Wow, that's going to be a very smart one. And that person begins to talk. And before you know it, that person begins to talk more about that thing. And you begin to see light and begin to see many, many more things. Somebody was sharing something with us on Sunday, and while she was sharing the thing, I was like, wow, seriously? How can this thing add to what we're doing? I never thought of it. But when she said it, I didn't say, no, it doesn't work. All I did was that I'm going to check it up. And when I went to the internet and I checked it up, I saw that, wow, there might just be something very close around your compound that will help you get 100% results. But because you do not know it, a man's ignorance is his limitation. The mind is powerful. I will have time in this church to teach us about the mind. Time will not permit us today. But let me share a few mindsets you must move out of your life. You must move the mindset of competition. Don't compete with people. Collaborate. May you not be competing with somebody who's supposed to be your teacher. You didn't hear what I just said. Don't compete with certain people. Learn to collaborate. Learn to collaborate. Learn to collaborate. We are in a dispensation of collaboration. Can we do it together? Can we make it work together? Can we partner instead of competing with the other person? There's nothing wrong if it works, if both of us can partner together and make it work. Some people have a competition mentality. If somebody comes and do something, you know, they say, hey, they don't come again. Oh, the angels, fire them. Nobody's going to fire anybody. The sky is very big for all of us to do what? Fly. Have a mindset that allows other people grow and get better. And that way you will also see people that will come partner with you and you will get better. Am I communicating? Number two, you must not have a victim mentality. A victim mentality is the mentality that says that we are the ones suffering in this life. We are the ones that when they say government is sharing palliative, you raise your hand. When they say they are everything, you always wanting to get, as if life is cheating me hard. Life is so bad. It is the way life has cheated me that's where I am. Don't be a victim. The Bible says in all these things, we are more than conquerors. We're victorious. I've been raped before. It doesn't matter. How about the guy who raped you become your cleaner in the future? You don't give him a job somewhere, keep him somewhere. And when he's clean, he said, clean it very well, brother. Oh, you didn't touch that side. Please touch that side very well. Yes, madam. Yes, madam. Are you done with that one? Please clean upstairs and downstairs like 30 times. That will not be a nice way to treat people, isn't it? So in your life, time comes where people have treated you badly, but God trains your heart so that you can show them honor. So that you can show them what it means to be kind. Do you know sometimes God will bring the same people that hurt you around your life to see the way you will treat them? Jesus, that's another ladder in life. If you climb that ladder, there's nothing God cannot hand it over to you. Because he knows that like Joseph, you have conquered, you have broken the limits of hate. Is anybody getting what I'm trying to say here now? Don't have that kind of mentality. Some people have low worth mentality, similar to that one. They feel that they are low. I can't marry that kind of person. They see a person, a person like me go marry around. Hey, go for it. They see a big shop. They say, I don't forget that kind of shop. Let me just manage my small kiosk and my umbrella. No mentality. They don't ever see themselves as going to be great. You can never be glorious if you don't have a mental shift. You can have a glorious life if you don't have a mental shift. Are we here together? You must break free. I am always right mentality. Nami Sabipas. I'm always right. I'm always right. I'm always right. Brothers and sisters, only you cannot be always right. There's no way in this life that only one person can be right. Yes. And guess what? When everybody knows that you're always right, they will never offer their suggestions. They will never offer their advice. They will never offer anything. And you will just die in your level of rightness. And can I tell you the truth? Your level of rightness might just be 40% of your maximum potential in life. If you have added every other person to you, you will get to the peak. Somebody's already been delivered. This is 20 days of glory for somebody already. Is somebody getting what I'm saying here right now? Yes. So you must deal with that. You must deal with that. There are many of them, but I can't show all of them. Let me just talk about generalization mindset. To generalize, all men are cheats. All women are heartbreakers. All lawyers are liars. Love does not exist anywhere. You are generalizing. Everything cannot be like that. I'm making sense here now. You learn to say some people. A few people, many people, learn to use the language like that. The mindset that generalizes everything has a way of caging you and not giving allowance for exemptions to the rule. Because there will always be exemptions to the rule. I don't know if somebody's getting what I'm teaching tonight. I saw something and I picked this last one. And there are about 12 of them, but I've shared like five. Five already? I'll give you one, then I'll move to the last. I close. Success is not possible. The mindset that says success is not possible by right means. Success is not possible by what? Right means. You have to cheat. You have to be dubious. You have to hit somebody off. You have to kill somebody to succeed. That's a wicked mindset. Many people have that kind of mindset. They don't believe that success is ever possible by right means. Sir, I believe Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 with all my life. That this book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth. I will meditate upon it day and night. That I will observe to do according to what is written in there. Then I will make my ways prosperous. And I will have good success. I don't have to kill anybody to have good success. I don't have to take anybody's property to have good success. I don't have to lie to anybody to have good success. I don't have to scam anybody to have good success. Success is possible. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? You don't have to cheat your customers to have good success. You don't have to cheat them to do well. Tell them what you should tell them. Know the price. Sometimes your customer is asking you, this thing is expensive. And you start saying this, hey, now 600 naira, this thing reached, used to enter my hand. Whereas it's 800, it's 300 naira. Instead of telling your customer how much you got to your hand, don't talk about it. Just tell the customer how much they should pay. If they want to pay, they pay. If they don't want to pay, they get out of here. With all honor. It's 2005, madam. It's 2005, madam. I'll be very glad if you buy from me. I'll be very happy if you buy from me. But that's the price I sell my own. And you start marketing your product. I say, my own has special moringa scent and ginger and flavor. You know, there's this thing inside turmeric. When you take it, it reduces the liver. You know, that's what you should be saying. You should not start saying that, everything got to my hand with 1,000 naira. When it got to your hand with 500 naira. You don't need to lie. What are you supposed to do? Amplify what you do. Tell us what it is. Market it well. And you see, your own customers will always come to you. Am I communicating? I'm going to give the last one for tonight and I'll close. Are you ready to worship after now? Wow. I'm excited. Are you excited? Yes. The last one I'm going to give for 20 days of glory this year. Yes. The last one I'm going to give, if you want to have a glorious life, you need a good church. Yeah. Glory to God. Yes. You need a good church. You need a good church. You need a good church. There are many places that are just not what the description of a church should be. And you must be careful not to find yourself in those kind of places. Are we here together? You need a good church, a place of discipleship. Somebody say place of discipleship. Discipleship is the teaching of the word of God, where they systematically explain the word of God to you and help you understand that you are a follower of Jesus. You are in the process of the making, and show you that there are stages, there are things you must learn step by step. Any place where everybody just gathered, just saying everything. No, it doesn't have to like. Discipleship is the intentional discipline of people through a specified curriculum that eventually processes them to something that is a desired outcome. So I want to get vessels unto honor. Then I provide a curriculum. If they keep hearing, I am the beginning of a new order. If they keep hearing, life is one, give it your best shot. If they keep hearing, the word of the path of the just is a burning light. So in every message, I am going to intentionally craft it into their destiny until in their dreams, they'll be seeing it. It's discipleship. Are you getting what I'm saying? So did you just appear and today they just want to do this one. Tomorrow they do that one. So many things don't make people better. Sometimes what makes people better is emphasis. You didn't get what I just said. Let's leave it. Let's move. Number two, a place of fellowship. Fellowship where we serve ourselves, where we relate with ourselves. We rally around each other and give each other support. That's fellowship. Fellowship is not just praying together. Fellowship is that we can support ourselves. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the communion, intimacy. Where somebody can hurt me and I'll say, because you are my brother, I'm not going to fight you back. I'm not going to walk away because you're my sister. Somebody can step on my toes and I'm like, you step on my toes. And the person says, oh, sorry, I'm not aware of that. That's fellowship. That's fellowship. Are you getting what I'm saying, church? And we must learn where we don't pull each other down, where we learn to build each other up. Are we here together? Where one of our members of our family misbehaves and we discipline the person. And when we discipline the person, we'll still be saying sorry to be well with you. After time, we say, bounce back, fly, you can fly. Any place where there's no discipline, people will start acting like wild animals. In our own church here, I don't know, but sincerely, if there's anybody in the church that I cannot call and tell something, that person cannot be a member of this church again. Anybody, fathers, I call fathers and with honor. Paul said to Timothy, he said, talk to the fathers as unto fathers. I said, sir, this particular thing, no. There are people in the church that I refer to as sir. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Because they are sir. By chronological age, they are sir. Sometimes by experience in their fields, they are sir. It will be foolishness for you to overlook or ignore that. There are people who are ma. Are you getting what I'm saying here right now? Do you get what I'm saying now? You must understand that. So because of that, you need to have that kind of fellowship. A place where you do ministry together, service. You find a place where you serve. It will change your life. The Bible says that service is greatness. Jesus Christ said, how many of you wants to be the greatest? He said, let him be the least amongst you. Those who will clean the church together. We arrange the tables together. We put this thing together. We run around the work together for the work of the ministry. The saints are equipped for the work of the ministry. Why? Ultimately, when we die, listen, everything we do in church, ultimately, at the end of the day, what will happen in heaven is that they will be giving us reward for how we served. Then when they ask, where did you serve? You say, you don't know. I don't know where I served. I cannot explain where I served. I was just being served. One for me. You don't want to be like that. Am I making sense here? You must be able to ask, what can I do? How do I serve? I serve with my resources. I serve with my time. I serve with my energy. I serve in a department, in a place. Just look for a place and make yourself relevant, because God is looking at you. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews that there's a priest over that house who is supposed to give account of you. Am I communicating? Yes. Finally, a place of true worship. A place of true worship. Worshippers, a place where people worship God in spirit and in what? Truth. Not just singing, but worship. Where the whole of our life and everything that we do is about worship. Listen, why you need a church is because you cannot show yourself everything. You cannot know everything by yourself. You cannot lead yourself. God has placed gifts on the face of the earth. And he said when he ascended on high, he gave gifts to men. He gave them prophets, pastors, evangelists, teachers, and apostles for the edification of the saints, for the work of the ministry. So they are edifying, they are working, they are building us up so that our lives can be what? Glorious. Is anybody getting what I'm saying? And finally, you need a good pastor. You need a good pastor. Amen. Yes, you need a good pastor in your life. Don't worry about that. You need a good pastor in your life. Now, not just the pastor, somebody who is a prophetic covering. Somebody who can speak over your life, can speak over your business. Somebody that you can be assured in your heart that God has given me this one. He said, I will give them prophets after my own heart. In other words, one thing that God gives people in church is the prophetic. He gives you a person that can speak over your life. A person that can look at you and think of how God can make something out of your life. You shared an idea and he says, sir, you are still seeing yourself lesser than this. I see a greater future ahead of you, and I can speak you into that. I can prophesy you into that. I can anoint you for that place. A prophet over your life. By a prophet, he brought them out of Egypt. By a prophet, he preserved them. You must not joke with the office of the prophet. A prophet is needed. Now, a prophet might be a teaching prophet, because there are prophets who teach you the principles and the precepts of God. Then a prophet that is in creative, the work of God, signs and wonders, that can speak and declare that God, let this woman come out of where she is and she will break loose. You need this for a glorious life. Rise up on your feet. Glory to God. Glory to God. Have you been blessed tonight? Lift up your hands and say, Jesus, I receive all this. In my life, I receive all this. I receive all this. Can you pray and say, Father, I receive these things, knowledge, I receive the ability to create value. I open up my eyes to see what I can do. Associations, I receive. This church family, I receive. The prophet over this commission, I receive. Lord, I receive what will work for my life. God knows why you are here for such a time as this. God knows why he's positioning and realigning your life like this. There is a reason. David said, is there not a reason? Your life you can never be in a place like this and successfully fail. At least from time to time, somebody will look and say, brother, what are you doing? Sister, what are you? You've been here for 2 years. I've been watching you. What's happening to your life? What do you want to do? How do you want to go about things? Glory does not just come like that. There are ingredients, there are condiments, there are necessities for a life of glory. I've shared from my heart. Out of my heart of love for this congregation, I poured out my heart tonight. I have shared everything that I know will be essential for your good. And I pray that as you receive these things, it will change your life. It will change your life. Everything that you have heard today, I declare in the name of Jesus, that is working actively in your life. You are putting them to work. You are taking steps in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. Anyone that is in a wrong association, Father, give them boldness to break out. every wrong mindset that has been injected into people that they are struggling with, mindset that will not let them go far, mindset that limits their finances, limits their spiritual life, that you are being too spiritual. What a mindset that rubbish is. You cannot be too spiritual. I serve the Lord with all my life. I did mindset that limits people's spirituality, limits their finances, limits their mental capacity. I declare that mindset is shattered in the name of Jesus. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Give God a big hand of praise tonight.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.